Morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida. We're doing a Chazara on packet J 6D in Yane Kesem. So the Mishnah in Nida says, on Daf Yud Gimel, says, Kol Yad Hamarba Livdoik Benoshe Mishubeches. That woman who does many bedikos is mishubeches. So, does that apply bezman hazeh? Zahar is a mishubeches apply bezman hazeh? We'll see. There's going to be a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch will say yes. The Rosh will say no. And there's a nice Rav Moshe. So Rashi says on the Mishnah. Benashim meshubeches shemitoy kach lo asli lidei safek tuma ubala lo asli lidei isura. So Rashi's holding that Rashi's opinion is that this the ribi bedikos is not only for taharas but for the baila as well. It's interesting. Rashi doesn't mention the ishto. Ishto is also asur he ba'il benidos. So maybe Rashi is speaking about a specific case. He has a specific case in mind that Ribi Bedikos would be helpful for. The Rosh says that the Hari Zemeshu Beches applies only for Oisek B'Taharas. But if you're not Oisek B'Taharas, then there's no need to do Ribi Bedikos at all. Now, the Rosh holds for someone who does not have a Ves Kavua, we haven't gotten there, but a person who doesn't have a Ves Kavua, it moves in time, it moves around a little bit, so they need Bedikos Koidum in Acher. And we'll see Koidum in Acher later on when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says Harizeh Meshubach on Ribi Bedikos, except in certain instances. Here the Rosh is saying, when there's no Ves Kavua, but the basic sheet of the Rosh over here, in our Inyan, is she Meshubach or not Meshubach? The Rosh says it only applies to Oisek B'Taharas. The Rosh is we can say Mekel, because it doesn't sound like there's a Chiyuv. Okay, so in the Rambam puts two Mishnahs together. There's a Mishnah, our Mishnah here that we're just mentioning on Yud Gimel, and then there's the Mishnah in Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, that says that the Yud Aleph Yom, Shel Yemei Ziva, she's Bechezkas Tahar, and she doesn't need Bedika. So the Rambam tells us when the Meshubeches applies, and when the Meshubeches, you don't even need to check at all, and that's in the 11 days between Nida and Nida. And as you have the 7 days of Nida, after the 7 days, you have the 11 days of, assuming the Nida stopped, you just have the 7 days. If everything goes normal, so then you have the 7 days of Nida, and then you have the 11 days of Ziva. During those 11 days, the Rambam says you don't even need the check. You don't even need the check. just to put that in perspective for us, since the Rambam's going like the Mishnah is going according to its pre-Rav Zera. Sorry, pre-Rebbe Hiskin Besadois, Hiskin Rebbe Sadois, and pre-Rebbe Zera. So, to put that in perspective, the Rambam perspective after, so for the first 7 days, after the 7 days of Nida, we'll be doing Bedikos because of Rebbe Zera, right? They'll be doing Bedikos for the Zayin Akim. We haven't really got up to the Zayin Akim yet, but they'll be checking in the morning and before Benish Mashot, because of today, the Nashim Masafek Zavos. And so, interestingly, the Rambam says you don't even need to check during the Yod Aleph Yom, but we will be checking during the first 7 days of those 11 days. So, you have the 7 days of Nida, then you have the 11 days of Ziva. Rambam says those 11 days you don't need to check at all because you're Cheskel Tahara, but today, because of Rabbi Zera, they will be checking the first seven days of those 11 days, Bein Nida L'Nida. There is a Gemara on Yud Beis, Boimine Rabbi Zera. I'm looking at the Gemara on Nida Yud Beis. Boy Menei Rabbi Zera, May Rav Yehuda at the top of the Amud. Isha Mahut Shetiv Doik Atzma the Bailo. Should a woman check herself for the Bailo? Amrle Lo Tiv Doik. She shouldn't check. B'Tiv Doik Uma Bekach. Let her check. And what's wrong with that? Imkain. Imkain Liboy Naifkai Uparish. The husband will get worried. With Afal P. So the Gemara ends there with the husband will be worried. The husband will be worried, and so therefore she shouldn't be baidek. So there's a machlekes over here. When is the Gemara talking about? This is that she shouldn't check because of libo novko of a parish. When does that apply? Does it apply koidim or it applies after? Right? So the Hagaz Maimi says, so I'm reading from the Hagaz Maimi that's brought in the Beis Yosef, in the Simon Kufpe Dalid in the Beis Yosef, Divra Maskel Lachol. So the Machlokus here, the Hagaz Maimini and Tosfos, when does this Isur Bedika apply? When should she do the Bedika? When shouldn't she? So the Hagaz Maimini said, Kosov, Perak Dalid, me Hilfsisur Abiyah, Beshem Rabbein Simcha, the Amr Rabbi Huda, Lo Tivdoik Acher Tashmish. So this that she shouldn't check for the Bailo means after Tashmish Komar. Aval Koidim, so according to Rabbeinu Simcha, b'shem the Hagaz Maimonides, this Harizeh Meshubach, the Ribi Bedikas, is being invoked in order to to permit koidim, right? It's to permit koidim. Since there's this mission of Harizeh Meshubachas, they have the Ribi Bedikas, so that according to Rabbeinu Simcha applies, tells us that we should do it before. But the Torah, if we look at the Torah brings this, the Lashon HaHarizeh Meshubechas, he is Chaylik, Ra Rabbeinu, the Torah, Lismoich Yoiser al Divrei HaTosos Shekasu Mahu Shetivdoik Perush, Mahu Shetivdoik, when is the question of the Gemara being asked? And the Gemara says that it's a negative, that's Lifnei Atashmish. Because of Liboy Novkoi, right? So the Gemara says, the Gemara's question was regarding Lifnei, and that you shouldn't do it Lifnei, therefore, Konele Maskana, because of Liboy Novkoi. So it's a machlaikas, when do we say she shouldn't check? And the Rabbeinu Simcha invokes Harizeh Meshubechas said for before, Tosa says after, not before, Perish Rabbeinu Chanal, this continuing with Tosa's Ashita. Perish Rabbeinu Chanan, Kevin Devron Ishno Baidek, Mechashev She'im Lo Hargisha, Lo Haisa Baidekes. The Fisha Yadash, Chami Lo Tiknu Livdoik. So Rabbeinu Chanan says the reason why she shouldn't check before, falling with the sheet of Tosos, is because when he sees, she's going to think that she felt something, and she wouldn't check unless she felt something. So Tosos is saying, not before, and Rabbeinu Simcha is saying before invoking the Harizeh Meshubechas. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings this concept of Harizeh Meshubechas twice, once in Kuf Pei Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Tor, like the Tosfos, that this the Ribbi Bedikos is Dafka, right? Is Dafka. Right? There is the concept of Amar B'Livdoi, Karizim Mishmechas. There is that concept, and there is a Shevach, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that not at that time. Not at that time. Because of Libo Novko. And then the Shulchan Aruch also brings it up. And then I looked in the Bari Shulchan, he added over here, using the svara of Shaloh Yehei Liboy Novko, he added the setting that it's Masha from the Rajba, that the Ribui Bedikas that the Shulchan Aruch is advocating is also Eino Mutar Elo B'Shibadekes Shaloh B'Yedi Asoy. It has to be that the husband is not aware that she's doing them. For the same reason, Shaloh Yehei Libo Nofiko Uparish. So the Shulchan Aruch said yes, Meshubeches, Ribu B'dikos are good, but not at that time. Kodem, and the Rashba, Tamashba from the Rashba, any time that it's going to result with Libo Nafko. Then Shulchan Aruch also brings it in Kuf Tzadi Vav to say that the Hari Shem Mushabeches for the Ribbi Udikos applies even during the Zayin Nikim. Right? Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Vav Tess says she gets the Hari Shem Mushabeches even for the Yimei Sefira if the Ribbi Udikos during the Zayin Nikim. So the Bani Shulchan added that it shouldn't do. This doesn't apply if there's a makir, right? You don't want to do ribi b'dikos if there's a makir, and there's different. You have to see there's different type of makos. They have the different statuses of makos with different nafkaminot. And he also said ribi b'dikos are not good if it's going to irritate and cause dam. I think Rabbi Simon emphasized that's a chesaron of Rabbi B'dikos, is going to irritate and cause dam to come unnecessarily. And then we have the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says in page 16 that Bizman is that we shouldn't be marbe B'dikos. He said Shiloh the harbos b'zayin nikim yosim yimasher chayeves. She shouldn't. Shulchan Aruch said that the ribi b'dikos harizim shubeches applies even during the zayin nikim. But Moshe says no, you shouldn't. She shouldn't do more than she's mechuyev, right? She's mechuyev shachris, you know, lechatchila shachris and some of the bein hashmashos. She shouldn't do more than that. And Rav Moshe has a very good svara. He says there's no milo in the ribi b'dikos, right? You're not going to get anything good out of it, right? The ribi b'dikos are only useful if you're going to come out with a clarity, right? If the ribi b'dikos is going to give you some sort of clarity, so then good. But today, it's not going to give you that clarity. You're just going to end up with a suffix. Right, we're not bekeen in analyzing the dam, and there's that famous rush that even the rush points out we're not bekeen b'zmanazeh, and he said even Amoraim would refrain from analyzing dam because they felt they weren't confident. So is this going to end up with a suffix? And the whole harizim shubeches only applies according to Rav Moshe if you get to come out with clarity. But if you get to come out with a suffix, you come out with a suffix, so then you don't get the harizem shubeches. It's not good. So let's read a little bit of the Rav Moshe. Aval b'chol oifen ein milas habedikos elu kishenada davar baror, says Rav Moshe. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get the Mishubeches if it's not going to come out if you're just going to come out with a suffix. Zman hazeh she'ein anu b'kiyin klal b'marais u'machmir nafilu kemara hashayva v'hazahav. We're marking for colors that are minorly might be an issue. We're machmer on those colors. They're not really red. V'nimsa harbe mima shetimsa yasa rak misafik v'gam rak michumra ba'almo v'adai ein maila berubi b'dikos. So Rav Moshe. And we have the Rush. The Rush says that the whole thing of Harizei Mishubeches doesn't even apply to Ishto. It only applies to Oisek B'Taharas and only Oisek B'Taharas. So Rav Moshe is saying there's no Milo if you're not going to come out with some sort of clarity. But if it's going to create a suffix, and she's going to ask me a suffix, so then then it's really not recommended. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is saying it is a Meshubachas during the Zayin Nikiyim. So we saw a couple of different opinions in is Ribui B'diko is something that is praiseworthy or not. And I guess the most significant is the Rush, who says it only applies to Oisik B'tahairos. Rashi is Mashra, it applies to Ish V'Ishto. And the Rambam was also Mashma, that there's no limitation for it. And Rabbeinu Simcha did invoke it, interestingly, to require a koidim. And we don't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch actually said we shouldn't do it koidim because of Libo Novko. So I think we'll hold it there. Any questions? Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining. So next time we'll take a look at the concept of if Aisha has a kesem that is a kesem tahor, is she chayev to do a bedika when she finds a kesem tahor? She can have a kesem which is vada mikufa, and it's kashir, and it's just because it wasn't on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma that she's tahor. So is there any reason to that she should require a bedika after she finds a kesem tahor, or to kesem tahor, and the steam is the poskim are very silent on it, so therefore maybe she doesn't need a bedika, or maybe she should because it has all the trappings. It has all the trappings of a kesem tame. It's just there's a technicality that she's it's a kesem tahor. So maybe she should do a bedika. So we'll look into that with she chayv and a bedika when she finds a kesem tahor. Okay, pshkoyach for joining, and have a great day.
Sure.